Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Good morning, everybody, and happy
Good
Monday.
Morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that your new outfit, by the way?
It is a new outfit.
The whole thing?
Well, not the jacket.
But the pants, too?
Yeah, the pants. Like little just yoga-y pants and
Wow. Kind
of a mustard-colored shirt.
Mm-hmm. That's mustard?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
I thought mustard is more of a yellow.
I think of it as like yellow. That golden mustard. Yeah. What's the
Gouldens? Grey Poupon.
Yeah, Grey Poupon mustard. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
That shirt's brown.
No, it's not really brown. It's kind of like it's like a yellowish brown.
All right. That's mustard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have trouble with this stuff, as you know. So
we can't check
with me on these things.
Everything doesn't have to have a name. This is just a shirt. That is a color.
I'm trying to know stuff, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to know stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it. It's comfy. I try to get a lot of comfy stuff.
Big
you
surprise
know me.
There.
Comfort.
Yeah. Right.
I like it.
You're no Jane.
No, Jane does not look comfortable. She looks great.
She will put on hip-high boots. Can't possibly be comfortable, no. But boy, she looks
does
great.
Does not matter. You look marvelous.
Right. Stylish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No doubt.
Well, I want to look cute, but also I would rather look comfortable. I mean, who doesn't want to look cute? So I tried to get, you know, things that were like cute, comfy.
Didn't anyone help you?
No, I don't like that.
You stayed away from all of your friends.
I did do a lot of solo shopping.
You never stepped out of the dressing room
sure,
and said,
definitely.
What do you think?
We did when we were in the same places together. But a lot of times we just, you know, six chicks can't all just be in the same store together. We just would sort of spread out a little bit. And then at the end of the day, when we get home on the Friday, everybody does a little fashion show. We don't put the clothes on. You just hold them up. And
Now, your sister-in-law,
Debbie,
is new to the clique.
Uh-huh.
Did she stay close to you, or did you notice her venturing out and trying to connect with the other ladies?
We did shop together at times, but I don't know if she hooked up with it. I don't know who was with who. Everybody just moved around, and you know we make our way through the stores. But I definitely, you know, hung with her for a while.
Did she buy stuff?
She did. She got some good deals. Oh. They have great deals at the outlet. Mm. You know, plus you go into the office at the beginning of your trip, and they give you a little pamphlet and gives you extra money off.
Really?
At each store, you get like, if you spend
that?
$75, you get 10% off, or $100,
great.
Get $25 off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's a known thing?
I don't know. I know it because
well,
my friend knows it.
Knows it.
Yeah. Huh. So every year she goes into the office and gets the little, they're like little passport books or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually check you off at each store so you can't reuse it.
Oh. Yeah.
Was Debbie like scared? Did she want to sleep with you? Did you two make the spoons in order for her to feel like she was part of the group?
We did sleep together. I know, I don't love that. But and normally on these girls' weekends, I usually get a bed to myself.
Right. But Debbie, they're like, you brought Debbie, you sleep with Debbie.
Yeah.
Oh!
No, there was no question of that. It was absolutely not an issue. Yeah, well, you know, and I'm sure she doesn't want to sleep with anybody, and she knows me
right. The
best. So it was.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But I felt bad because I definitely snore, especially when I've been drinking. So we went on a mission on Friday night to find earplugs.
Mm. And?
And we found some.
Oh,
We wound up going into a hotel, and Marianne pretended she was a guest there and was like, I really need some earplugs.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't just go to the Walgreens?
Yeah.
Honestly, we could have gone to the Walgreens, but it was too far away. Like, we forgot to get them at the supermarket, and I don't even know if they would have had them.
They have them there. Well, I live by those things.
It was a couple miles away, though. So we just didn't. It was just easier. We just were like, well, there's a hotel. Let's go get them there.
Wow.
And so we did.
Well, interesting. You and Deb slept together.
We did.
That's fun.
She's a silent sleeper. The first night, I felt bad because I was up you know, trying to just be quiet, and she was like, no, I couldn't even hear her breathing. Mm. I'm like, oh man, this. I bet she's not even asleep. But she's like, no, I fell asleep the minute I hit the pillow, and you didn't wake me up because I was like, you know, laying as still as I could because it was also
maybe she was doing that too though. You know that you're on your best behavior when you sleep with someone for the first time, and you're like, I didn't sleep a wink. But I laid there quietly pretending I did.
Right, so that you could.
Right.
No, she said she slept. And then on Saturday night.
She lied.
No, maybe.
She was up all night.
She actually did say, she said on Saturday night, she did hear me snoring. She goes, but it was very soft. I didn't even put the earplugs in.
She even had to pee, but wouldn't get up. Wouldn't dare get up.
Did she let you sleep in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yesterday I got up early because we wanted to get out of there and get home. But I slept till noon on Saturday. Hmm.
Yeah. I love it.
But it was a queen bed, which, you know, so tight
small
quarters.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it's in a rental house, so it's not the best mattress, kind of hard. And every little movement you make, the whole bed shakes. And it's like, oh, God, I just got to lay here so still. I don't want to be the problem.
Both of you, yeah.
Problem sleeper.
How funny.
You know. It was good, though. We had a great time.
Sure.
I slept well. Especially when she got out of bed on Saturday morning. I'm like, bye. Now I can spread out on the bed.
Uh-huh. Well, now you know next year you're sleeping with her again. Yeah. And so you'll have to pick a better, bigger bed.
Well, they were all queens. Oh. Yeah, there were no giant beds in the house. Oh, well.
Well, she's going to need her own room next time.
You know what? I don't care what she does. I would really like my own room, though. I really hate sleep. I don't like to share.
Yep.
I'll pay more so I don't have to share a bed with anybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go with the music. This is the album charts. And this is going to change pretty soon. Like, I want to look at those Rolling Stone charts that they're about to start coming out with. So we've been doing Billboard. Billboard is like the authority on this, and Rolling Stone has just announced that they're going to do a bunch of charts.
The weird thing when you first brought this up is that I remember, and it's been a while since I've read Rolling Stone. I only ever even see it when I travel anymore. They used to have some kind of chart on the back couple pages, and I don't remember if they were just posting Billboard.
That's possible.
I don't remember what they were putting up, but anyway.
Right. I remember the charts too, and I just
always had that
were,
in there,
right.
And I always like to look at it. I don't know if that was their own chart or Billboard, but
possible.
They should have done this a long time ago.
I know, and I liked some of the categories too. Like the way we use music now, streaming it's less about the songs and more about, you know, what artists are the top streamers. Like, what are people? Because I don't ask for a certain song when I'm streaming music. I just start with like a seed artist, and a lot of times it'll sort of create a radio station around that. So things have changed a lot, and I'm actually kind of looking. I think it's starting this week. Like, maybe, I don't know if it's starting today, but I thought it was this week. So anyway, we'll look into that and see if maybe we swap out some of the music that we normally do. Mm-hmm. So here are the top 10 albums in the country right now. Juice WRLD's Death Race for Love, 28,000 copies. People love BTS. Fans have waited in line for days to see. There's a free Central Park performance. I think it's happening Wednesday.
But there's, just to be clear, they're singing in Korean there, right?
Yeah, they do sing
some
stuff in English, but a lot of it is in Korean.
All right.
So BTS is doing a concert this Wednesday for free in Central Park. And since last Wednesday, there's a line. And people are camping and under umbrellas and swapping out saving places. Mega fans were there. They wanted to be at the head of the line. There's tenters, everything. We had our tent set up last night. We put our shoes under the tent because we thought they would stay dry. That turned out to not be the case. I guess it's been pouring. So fun. This one guy says he's seen, let's see, this guy's from Berkeley, right here. Has flown to New York to wait in line.
What?
He's a Berklee College sophomore who has seen BTS about 80 times since 2013.
This better not be our Berklee student.
It's not.
Okay.
I bet you anything I could say. Do you know who BTS is? He'd be like, no.
All right.
Does that have something to do with coding? Crash Talk, the Schoolboy Q record, sold 33,000 copies for seventh place. And we got a brand... We got a brand new record at number one, debuting in first place... Two of my favorite words, Vampire Weekend, 138,000 copies of Father of the Bride.
That was funny.
Thank you. So there you go. That's the number one record in the country right now. Father of the Bride, Vampire Weekend. Logic is coming to town. This is going to be Sunday, October 13th at the Chase Center. And the tickets go on sale May 17th. Is that this Friday? It is, right?
I believe it is.
14th, yeah. Friday at 10 a.m. at the Chase Center. You know what his birth name is? Sir Robert Bryson Hall II.
Oh, boy.
Also known as Logic.
Or Bobby.
Sir Bobby. Sir Bobby Bryson. Sir. Is that his first name? You don't just get that title, do you?
Yeah, I don't know.
His first name's Sir. Anyway, there you go. Logic is coming to town. So all you Logic fans, get your tickets on Friday. This is dumb. Or Bryn told me it's dumb anyway. But Billy Ray Cyrus is like really into weed. He's written a song called Angel in My Pocket, which is about the joint you keep on you for emergencies. Like, I don't do this, but apparently enough people do that they're like, oh, yeah, you an angel in your pocket. That's
how funny.
Something to take you to heaven,
you
I
know,
guess.
No, when you're into the doobie weed, it seems to take over.
Mm. He and his wife, Tish, actually posed in front of their marijuana safe at their house.
Oh, that's right.
Back in February. So this is a video for a song called Angel in My Pocket. It's a stop motion animation. All of the characters are weed people, as in not like they look like druggies, but they're made of weed. So there's little weed people, and he's one of them. His boss at the convenience store, the cowboy he fights at a showdown, the female weed person that becomes his partner in crime. And then there's two bizarre tributes to Hee Haw where they stop the music down and he tells jokes. Like dumb jokes. It's definitely they're smoking something.
I think it's kind of cute, but it's also kind of dumb.
Oh, he is a bud.
They're all just flowers.
Okay. I have two. Wow. All right, so there you go, everybody. Angel in my pocket. Oh, boy. This is fun. Slipknot. I know you like them.
I love Slipknot.
And the B-52s. I know you're like, come on, you got to stop it. They mashed them up, Vinny, and it works.
No, it doesn't.
It's called Slip Shack.
No, please.
Yep, here it is. Debuting on Alice. Oh, my God, funny.
It doesn't work.
It works.
It doesn't work.
This totally works.
It's completely
love
wrong.
Love Shack, baby, love Shack. Just to get down. That is awesome.
It's not.
Put that up at radio, at whatever our Facebook page is, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Slipping on the B-52. Slip Shack, baby, Slip Shack.
Bad job, whoever did that.
Great job, everybody. This story is about Constance Wu, who I think is the main character in Crazy Rich Asians. Mm-hmm. She's the girlfriend.
And Fresh Off the Boat, right?
Oh, and Fresh Off the Boat. Yeah, in fact, that's what this story is about. So this is the time of year when lots of actors and actresses, everybody who works in TV, is waiting to hear if their show got renewed. Because it might not have.
Right.
They're biting their nails. They're worried about it. Where's my next paycheck going to come from? So when you get the news that your show is going to continue, you're psyched, right? Usually. On Friday, ABC revealed that Fresh Off the Boat is going to be returning to TV.
Yay! Hooray!
So Constance Wu tweeted, so upset right now, I'm literally crying. Effing hell. So
what?
A follower said, hey, great news on the, you know, she went, no, it's not. Eventually, she offered up an apology, but I mean, for everybody out there just struggling to work, this just comes off very...
That's lame. And if you're a fan of the show, it makes you think, what's her problem with
right.
the show?
She says,
I watch it.
I love Fresh Off the Boat. I was temporarily upset, not because I hate the show, but because its renewal meant I had to give up another project that I was really passionate about. She described her work on the show as fun, easy, and pleasant. But she said she's driven to artistic challenges and acknowledged that her freakout was ill-timed. While many struggling actors are losing their jobs. Unclear what other project she's talking about, but it shouldn't impact her availability for the Crazy Rich Asians sequel, which is in production. Mm. She also has three other movies in the can, so I don't know if it was another show that would have needed more time or just something that maybe we'll never know.
She's in that movie Hustlers coming out with J-Lo.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say she got three in the can.
Wow.
Seth MacFarlane memed her reaction with his own profanity-filled tweet when the Orville was renewed. And Gemma Chan, who I think plays the dude's sister in Crazy Rich Asians.
Not a sister. She's some other relative.
From, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, she said she accidentally liked a tweet that criticized Constance. Oops. I didn't mean to like that. I don't have time for this. Well, I will just tell you this. Avengers Endgame. Endgame. Won the box office again. Everyone's surprised. Mm. It got a run for its money from Detective Pikachu, which, believe it or not, made $58 million.
Really?
And debuted in second place. But Avengers Endgame pulled it out. $63.1 million. That has made, domestically, in 3 weeks, $723 million. The Hustle? Is that the one you're talking about?
Nope.
Okay.
Hustlers is not out yet.
Because The Hustle debuted in third place. I don't even know what that is.
What is that?
And then Tolkien, the one that those guys reviewed last week, was number 9 with 2.1 million.
The Hustle, as I know it, is a 70s dance that my Aunt Michelle used to do.
Rebel Wilson and, what's her name? Real pretty brunette girl.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Isn't there a clap in The Hustle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go side to side.
I love
yeah.
it. Anne Hathaway.
Oh. Woo. To The Hustle.
Do, 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 do.
There it is.
Did you used to do the dance, Vinny?
I can see Aunt Michelle doing it now.
Do that. Can you get up that high?
I'm sorry. What's the question? Oh, no. That's high.
Aren't you going to do it for us?
The Hustle? No, you do it. You
don't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do, but I'm not doing it.
I know. We had to do it in dance class.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it, too?
Yeah.
That'd be great if you two can show us.
Right. All right, yeah. Let's all do it. Let's
love to.
All right, let's do it.
Wait, can you start over?
Why don't you get in here, Yuzi? Do it next to Sarah.
Because we'll probably just bump into each other. And will you go forward?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Back, and then.
Go.
Oh, you know
what? I don't know it. Got it?
Yuzi knows it. She's doing some spins.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, boy.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
You should be watching this show at RadioAlice.com.
/watch takes you right to the looking glass. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Let's see. Top names for babies, dog moms, a bug scared a guy really, really bad, and more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ooh, this is a good one. Right now, caller number 97 at 800-400-3697 gets a pair of single-day tickets to Bottle Rack Napa Valley for Sunday, May 26th, and exclusive Sunday access into the Jam Cellars Club Room to see unplugged artist jam sessions with Jane.
Yeah.
Looks like Brandon's getting the phones. You might actually know what number caller you are.
Ooh.
Sitting in for Hooman today.
Wow.
I know.
Lucky.
So listen all week because we have lots of these tickets to give away.
And you win
day.
Jane.
You do. You win Jane's appearance at the Jam Cellar.
Incredible.
I know. It's great. When we were up in Napa this weekend, the Jam Cellar commented on one of my things. Like, oh, my God, come over. Like, oh, I got plans, but. It was just sweet of them.
With my girls.
I know. I was like, I'll see you over at Bottle Rock.
Totally.
No worries.
I can't wait.
So call now. Call number 97, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years and the May sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Hey, I wanted to mention this is upcoming this weekend on Sunday. I believe it's a very good cause, and we're supporting it at my house. The 11th annual Jenny's Light Run is this coming Sunday. It's a 5K, a 10K, and a kids' 1K run. This supports Maternal Mental Health Awareness Month. So it's a really good cause. You can go to jennyslight.org. The final day to get signed up, or the registration's final day, is for this Friday.
Oh.
And the run is Sunday. So it's in Los Gatos, and hopefully we'll see you out there. Mm-hmm. Me and the missus and the kids.
Put that in your light read folder so I could keep it and have you mention it all week.
Thank you. Mm. See you out there. All right. I wanted to mention real quick that the Warriors won over the weekend, and they move on to the next round of the playoffs. The next game is this Tuesday night versus the Trailblazers, and I believe it's a home game. Also, the Sharks play tonight. They won the first game over the weekend, and they have a home game as well. It's 6 p.m. versus the St. Louis Blues.
Go Sharks.
Go Sharks. Rain is back this week.
Yeah, what the? What?
Heavy rain expected back this week.
Seeing over 2 inches in San Francisco.
Get ready. Wednesday and Thursday, the rain is back.
No. I don't want it anymore.
No, the rain's back.
No. What is happening?
It's raining.
No.
And since California has drought months or drought years, we're saving it all up, Sarah. It's good news. Oh, right. We don't do that. Mm. Oh, well.
I don't like it.
You like it.
No. I will get to turn off my irrigation, though, for a few days. That's good.
I got a couple articles I'm working off of here as PG&E. This is from The Chronicle. Pacific Gas and Electric Company is a bankrupt felon that has violated its probation and could face new criminal charges over its connection to California's deadliest and most destructive wildfire.
Hmm.
Oy, right? As regulators are considering huge changes for PG&E, and they're looking into the falsification of records. And I mean, it is not good, right?
Meanwhile, they're jacking all our rates up.
Well, and they're also... And this is, I don't want to call it a threat because it's actually what they're going to do. So I don't know that you can...
It's a promise, not a threat.
A plan by California's biggest utility to cut power on high wind days during the wildfire season upcoming could plunge millions of residents into darkness.
Yeah, they actually did this once or twice this past fall.
Mm-hmm.
To communities where it's super problematic. But I would suggest maybe they just should maintain their S.
Right. But see, here's the thing. Because I agree with you, this problem should have been dealt with all along.
Yep.
As opposed to finding themselves in bankruptcy and now saying, since we can't guarantee we won't start a fire, we're just going to turn you off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what many communities, specifically the North Bay, are looking at. So you may want to really look into the story I'm telling you about now and also do whatever it takes to be prepared for not just a day,
right?
But possibly 5 days without power.
Right. Get yourself a generator.
As they mentioned Calistoga multiple times in the article, Napa Valley. So these are places that have already dealt with fires in seasons past and now are going to find themselves... For safety's sake, right. Being turned off.
I was going to say, if it prevents a fire, that's great.
Does it, though, if everyone's lighting candles?
Good question.
Does that really help if everyone has to light fires in order to be able to see and stay
warm? I can't
say! I mean, how's that help?
I'm with you. It doesn't.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. I hear you loud and clear.
I'm going to walk outside with this candle and see if I can't go...
Try not to trip on anything.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know that maybe I'm just being goofy there, but...
Let's not walk out. How about we get flashlights?
Okay.
The main thing is they're saying, well, if you drop the candle, it's not our fault. Hey.
Yep, it's your fault. Yay, it's not our fault. They said it from underwater.
Well, yeah, what? Naming your baby's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Anybody who's had a kid finds themselves... thinking they had it all figured out all along, and then it starts to really crunch down on you like, oh, man, this poor kid's going to be named this for their whole life.
Or named baby.
Well, I mean, suddenly the idea that I was going to name my kid Pirate Killer is not going to work. Yeah. You're going to have to think of something else.
It's too bad. You had some good boy names, like Vroom, I thought was a great name.
Vroom.
Aloysius.
To this minute, Vroom. I can't believe no one's named their kid Vroom.
Probably someone has, right? I mean, it's such a great name.
It is.
How could anybody not name their kid Vroom?
Right.
I'm V-R-O-O-M.
Vroom. Duh.
You, of all people, should love that one.
Oh, yeah.
You're a car guy.
I do.
Motorcycle guy.
Vroom. Is his middle name Vroom as well? Vroom.
Anyway, the top baby names for 2018, according to the Social Security Administration. Emma wins again.
Emma is a big one.
That's one of the grandkids' names.
Oh. And for boys, it's Liam.
Oh, Liam.
Liam is
Liam
a big
is
one.
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
So to give you the top 10 here for girls, Emma, Olivia, Ava, Isabella, Sophia, Charlotte, Mia, Amelia, Harper, and Evelyn.
Evelyn?
Evelyn.
Evie?
Mm. Friends of mine just had a baby, and they named it Evie.
Oh, they did?
But not Evelyn. Evie.
Mm-hmm. Evie.
Evie.
Oh, and we just went Edie.
Yeah, very close to Edie.
For boys, Liam, Noah, William, James, Oliver, Benjamin, Elijah, Lucas, Mason, and Logan.
I love Oliver.
All good.
Solid names.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver. Remember Cousin Oliver?
Yep.
Brought him in to save the show. Yep. Got a couple more years out of it because of Oliver.
Did they?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All the kids were getting long in the tooth. They needed a little cute one.
According to a new survey of women with dogs, 75% of them say, I'm not a dog owner. I'm a dog mom.
Aww.
It was Dog Mom Day on Saturday.
Did
we
post that?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I did the story.
Because you're a dog mom.
You're into that.
Yep.
Aww.
Yuzi's a dog mom.
Her baby. It's her baby.
How is Daisy?
She's dead. Ella, however.
Oh, no!
You're not doing a good job. You're a bad mom.
And you're laughing about it. This is terrible.
Oh, Daisy. She's dead.
She's laughing so hard.
Oh, my God.
Look at her laugh. Poor Daisy.
Grab that real quick.
It's just funny.
How is Daisy?
She's dead.
Oh.
But Ella is fantastic. My baby.
Oh, boy.
A driver in Lafayette, Louisiana, was pulling out of their driveway last week when they saw an insect in the car.
Uh-oh.
We don't know what kind of bug, but it's Louisiana, so it could have been big.
Sure. They're known for the big bugs.
Right. The driver was so freaked out, they jumped out of the moving car.
Oh!
And it kept rolling and wound up crashing into a bayou.
Uh-oh.
A dive team was able to pull the car out of the water, but you have to guess the cars took on some damage.
Do cars recover from being submerged? Can you dry a car out and it works again?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
From like Katrina or whatever, didn't they, a lot of cars come west from there and did not tell
that they hadn't been in the flood.
That they were involved in that.
So there's like mildew in the seats and stuff. And
right.
All kinds of problems. I just didn't know if the engine could survive. I didn't even think about the interior.
Mm. Well, no one was hurt in the crash as far as we know. The driver's not facing any charges, but once again, the threat of a tiny little bug.
I know, we're so freaked out. Although, it is scary, you know?
It's not that scary.
Well, sometimes
maintain.
Try.
Keep your cool, pull the e-brake, and step out of the car.
Yeah.
And then deal with however you need to.
It's just sometimes like if you're like, oh, what's that tickle on my neck? And then you reach up and there's a hand-sized spider on you. Mm-hmm. Like, you might drive off the road.
Yeah.
Like, I might, and I don't even mind spiders. I don't want them on me. That's my only request. I feel like I live in harmony with the spider world. Oh. Well, who was that?
That was
a girl?
Vin reacting to a spider.
Oh, let's hear it. Oh.
Here's the question right here.
Terrible.
dead.
Yikes.
Oh, boy. Well, it's nice that you've moved past it enough that, like, you didn't just break out in tears.
Oh,
you know,
well,
it's very
yeah.
touch and go when it first happens.
Of course. Makes me very sad, but.
Yeah.
A woman named Martha Karras from Quebec, Canada, filed a class action lawsuit against Quebec's lottery.
Oh.
She says they never made it clear just how hard it would be to win.
Oh.
She's been buying lottery tickets for the past 20 years and never knew just how much the odds were stacked against her. So she sued the lotto because she claimed they never informed her of the real chances of winning. And they never put the odds anywhere on the tickets.
Oh.
Well,
what
isn't it
think? Just how many people play is what your odds are?
The court has rejected her lawsuit.
I think that's ridiculous.
And the main reason they threw her lawsuit out is the odds of winning actually were printed on every ticket.
Oh, my God, they
so...
were. That's hilarious. In your face. You can't read. Maybe she had winning tickets, she just couldn't read them. What a dummy.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
I do think that this whole like frivolous lawsuit thing, I'm glad when once in a while you hear one's thrown out. Like, if that was allowed, everyone would sue the lottery. I want to sue the lottery, too. I feel like I'm such a good person. I should win. Isn't it based on, you know, odds and how good of a person you are? Come on.
Yesterday, here at Alice, we were called Mary at 97.3 in honor of Mary, one of the best moms in all the land.
Yes. We met her. We agree.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day is a huge occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone checks in with mom and lets her know, reminds her how loved she is.
Most of them. Most people do.
Right.
The people that love their moms.
Right. Mm.
Also, ones that love their mom but didn't occur to them. That they might not have.
It didn't occur to you that it was Mother's Day?
No, I did think about that because I was reminded of it by my kids. And then right. I forgot to, you know, I just didn't. I said a present. She got a present.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Wow.
Anyway, it's a big day. Moms are important. Here are some stats about moms. Moms spend 3 hours and 58 minutes a week watching kids' sports, which is 8 full days per year.
Wow.
They do take up some time.
Moms take
to find out.
3 days off work per year to look after sick kids.
Mm. I didn't have to do that because John watched the kids.
That's nice.
And you won't have to because your wife works from home.
Right.
Soon to be wife. Fiance.
I don't say that, but okay.
I don't know why. That's what people call them.
They hang 5 drawings on the fridge every year.
Oh, mine doesn't have an electric front on my, or this whatever, is... magnetic front.
Oh.
I have wood.
One of my favorite things lately, and I don't know why I enjoy this, I think it's the surprise my kid has when she finds out that her stuff's been thrown in the trash. When we do the trash, like I'll go to do the chores, and my kid's always like, I'm going to help you. And she follows me around and I collect the trash and she'll be like, what is that doing in the trash?
That's my best work.
And it starts pulling her art out of the trash.
You can't keep all the art.
Well.
There's just so much of it.
I know it is. I end up putting it under the glass, under the
dining table.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It is a nice thing. Then you get reminded of it. There it is.
But man, every time. The missus is foiled trying to get rid of some of that stuff as the kid goes, what is?
How could you?
Just starts pulling it right out.
Well, yeah, it's her stuff.
Anyway, they hang 5 drawings on the fridge every year. 38%. They buy 38 presents per kid per year between birthdays, Christmas, and other occasions.
Oh, my God, 38.
Moms get woken up 16 times a year for bad dreams.
Oh, bad dreams are a thing. No one comes to me when I'm having a bad dream. John's like, shut up. I'm trying to sleep. That's not true. I don't think I wake up with nightmares.
Moms hear their kids say, I love you 676 times a year.
Totally worth it. Makes all the other stuff worth it.
Does it?
All right. Love you, Mom. And they wrote Mommy on my card, too, which they haven't called me Mommy in years. They wrote Mommy. I'm like, oh, I'm still somebody's Mommy.
You like Mommy?
I liked it when they were little.
I don't
really think of myself as a mommy.
Right.
But I always write that on my mom's cards too, like mommy.
Mommy?
Well, I called her mommy when I was little. Oh. Mommy. Actually, I called her ma most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, okay.
But mommy.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please, for the love of Ellie, don't text and drive.
Don't do it.
Hustle is a remake with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Mm. Oh. Just like with women?
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is one of the best movies made.
Who's that? Who's in that?
That is Steve Martin and...
So it's a comedy?
Not
Jonathan Caine?
Oh, Jonathan... No, not
Winters?
Winters?
No. What's Caine's last name?
He's been Michael in...
Michael Caine?
Michael Caine, I think? Is that possible?
That is possible.
Such a great movie.
Well, this one didn't do very well, did it?
No. Well, it got third place.
Yeah, Vinny, you're right. So, Steve Martin and Michael Caine.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, it was third place, made $13 million.
They're scam artists.
Yeah, I think it got pretty horrible reviews.
I love it. I jumped up and was doing the hustle in my office along with Yuzi.
Yeah, Yuzi, you know all the moves. I thought it was just like sidestep,
well,
front step, back
moves.
Step. She's going to teach them to me later. I'll learn it.
Is that right?
Yeah, we'll do it in the office.
All right.
There was like a reach up and a reach down too, wasn't there? Like
yeah, she was doing the step forward or something, right?
Yeah, this way.
I think it's claps to the side and then you went, oh yeah, wasn't there also the four-way point?
Oh yeah.
We'll have to look. We'll YouTube that.
All right. Yeah, let's YouTube it and learn it.
Riveting.
We're going to learn the hustle.
All right. We'll take a quick break.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.